The most important time to scout for black spot is when the fruit begin to change color. So that's going to be a little bit different for each variety. I have seen on, say, Valencia, which is our most commonly infected variety, anywhere from December to March is when we'll start to see symptoms. Most commonly, it's in that latter part of, so late February, early March is when we start to see the beginning of symptoms. So that would give you an indication of how much disease you have in your grove and what you need to be planning for in the next season.
What signs should growers be looking for when they're scouting?
They should be looking for hard spot is probably our most diagnostic symptom. So that's the small lesion, round lesions with the brown, usually reddish to brown margins that are probably a quarter inch in diameter. And then you'll often see little fungal structures if you've got a hand lens in the middle. Those are the most diagnostic symptoms, but black spot's famous for having lots of different symptoms. So you may see things like false melanose, but that's very difficult to distinguish between that and real melanose, even for someone like myself who's used to staring at both of them. And then you also see crack spot, which I don't think anything else but black spot will infect. And that you can see on green fruit sometimes in particularly badly affected trees.
In your current research, what kind of relationships did you see between temperatures, rainfall, and black spot?
So, interestingly enough, I was looking in this particular study on the amount of the fungus within the dead twigs on the canopy. This is a known source of where Canidia come from, or the spores. However, we didn't really know how much or when these were occurring. There's really no information about that. And much to my surprise, in opposite from the leaf litter, we see more of them sort of in those early winter months, which is when the leaf litter is no longer really causing much infection. So these could be an important source of inoculum for things like the leaves and maybe even some very early fruit that we hadn't been anticipating before.
So are growers more likely to have their trees infected with black spot in wet weather or dry weather? What about temperatures? Does that have any kind of effect?
Temperature goes, when the temperatures are a bit cooler, so in those January, February months during rain events, we probably are seeing some infection occurring, but it's going to be happening a little bit more slowly than the spores that we see coming in the summer months. Those will, just because the fungus requires a certain temperature to grow, it tends not to go as fast as it would in the summer. But then it also has an upper limit in its life so that it doesn't grow past about 32 degrees Celsius, which is about 94 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, and finally, what management advice would you give to growers for black spot?
Well, if you have a grove with black spot, I think you should be doing a sort of a multi-pronged approach. So to assist your fungicide applications, you should probably be trying to reduce the inoculum in the leaf litter with something like either a compost application in March or something like soil set on the leaf litter surface. And we've put that out with a herbicide boom and had pretty good results. And then doing some hedging and pruning to get rid of as much of that deadwood within the canopies. And then on top of that, you need to be on a monthly fungicide application program from early May to probably late September.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.